For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is there a player that you were either willing to trade off of the Chiefs or trade onto the Chiefs right now for the draft's sake? Because that is the thing we do always miss in draft talk. Not just
to the Chiefs.
To or from, either. Because this is the thing we consistently miss in draft talk for teams that does still occur on draft day or in this weirdo time where there has not been a trade for a draft pick in the first round or these other ones as consistently. Like, is there somebody you do want to bring into the organization, or you know, like, I don't think anyone here is going to say Trey Smith, because I think that would be nuts. But like, is there, you know, like, are you willing to let Joshua Williams go for a sixth? Are you willing, like, are there players you're willing to kind of like rob Peter to pay Paul, right? To kind of like adjust in and out of there, because that would be the follow up to this. Who are the guys that you're willing to like ship off the team or bring back in from the team? Because I would do it for a fourth. I would do it for George Pickens.
I don't think there really is. I don't really think there is a player that I would be willing to do that on today's present roster.
A current player to give up a pick for, to get rid of for a pick.
The problem is on the Chiefs roster right now, there's not a lot of good, like, ship out candidates, right? If I asked you, unless you're willing to just like totally give up on a player. And I think that'd be crazy for the ones that you would never get the value back in return, right? Like Felix or some of these other guys where the corner room is where I would entertain it. Guy, like I mentioned Joshua Williams, I mentioned him for a reason. You draft another corner, you got Christian Fulton.
But why are you in the rush to trade a player that's been in this on this defense for a six round pick?
I don't think
pick.
He's very
like,
good.
But like for a six round pick, why?
I value that in Brett Veach's ability to draft players. I'd probably just take my chances there instead. I'll risk it with Nazi and these others. I'd probably move off of one of the corners this offseason, whether it be a cut or those things candidate is probably the range. But outside of that, other than I don't think you're ever getting anything for Sky Moore or Wanye. I'm just asking about the guys who like would hypothetically make sense, right? That you would have to make those. On the team is the far more interesting proposition. Pickens being one of those. I immediately, the text line's like, trade a fourth for Tyreek Hill. Like, you know, I mean, they already did that. That's crazy, right?
There might be one, and I don't know if people are going to like this or not. They're, given how good this part
defensive
of the,
lineman?
Given how good part of this draft is, what do you think you could get for George Karlaftis?
They can't afford to do that. Who the hell's getting after the quarterback in 2025?
He's saying you solve it in the draft and you just go right back to the well.
You go back to back right to the well.
I would think you could get a second. I don't even think you could recoup the value in which the pick he was taken.
Sure.
I think you could maybe get a second and a I think you could get multiple day two and day three picks. I don't think you could make any of those equal to first.
I would just going on this path, I would just say next year you tag and trade them next year then if you're trying to actually pull
what
that
if it
off.
Was like Karlaftis for a player like Hendrickson and you just decided it was a wash?
Oh,
what? And you give up picks. Yeah, you know, I'm saying you give up picks in this scenario. Okay. I'm not saying they're a one for one. Although they might be based on age.
You're
overvaluing your guy. Hendrickson's 3-4 years older.
You're saying
and you got to pay him more.
You're saying you give up Karlaftis and a third for Hendrickson.
Yeah.
And you have to pay Hendrickson.
And because you got to pay Karlaftis. Either way, I'm paying
somebody.
One's
making a lot more than the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but one's a far more productive player.
Sure.
Karlaftis is a really good player, but You know, he's not getting 17.5 sacks.
I would not do that trade if you're asking. I personally would not.
I don't think I would either. I'm trying to spitball here, throwing out some options. Now that I'm doing it. Somebody's saying trade Karloftis to Dallas for Parsons. Same general energy.
Sure. Yeah.
But I just don't.
I would like that as well. But
that's going to take more than
you'd have to give up Karloftis and 31 to get.
Correct.
To get Micah Parsons.
But if Dallas took that, I would do that right, just to be clear.
Sure.
If Dallas said, we'll give you Micah Parsons and you give us George Karloftis and pick 31, I would make that trade today. This second, this hour, this moment.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't. And like, that can't be good for a Dallas end. What are the odds they're agreeing to that if I'm immediately like, phew? You know,
I do really think that if you had to pick somebody in terms of that you would get maybe the most value on, I thought Bolton. I don't know what you get for Bolton, plus Spags likes him too much.
No.
Obviously, you're not getting rid of Chris Jones, Trey Smith. They still want to keep him, obviously protecting Mahomes. George Karloftis seems like the guy that is the most star caliber player that if you told me I had to take somebody from the Chiefs and trade them, I would pick George Karloftis just because of the value you would seemingly get back.
But you'd have to get back either a pick that you thought you were immediately taking a defensive lineman or a fellow defensive lineman in there. And Karloftis has been a really good teammate, really good player.
Of course.
Like, there's just no reason. It's probably easier to find players to put on. There's not a running back you'd trade for instead of draft one. It just doesn't make sense. The players they would trade for this year, they can just draft and have 22-year-old player playing that position out of the second or third round.
The Chiefs trading for a player that's across 30 just is ass backwards from how they operate. Like, it just, you know, on a long-term deal, right? Like, they'll trade for a mid-season DeAndre Hopkins type where there's the contract expires at the end of the football season, which is what happened, and then he's now in Baltimore. Trading for a player in his 30s that's not homegrown and then giving an extension to him is completely backwards for how they operate as an organization. That's why I don't think they would ever do that with this current regime.
If they were going for a three-peat this year,
yeah, maybe it's different.
I wonder if they actually would say, you know what, we're willing to take on Trey Hendrickson, who's in that contract year, and just have him play.
Unless your name is Jones or Kelsey, they don't even like paying homegrown guys deals that cross over 30. You know what I mean?
You better be a future Chiefs Ring of Honor member, otherwise, yeah, they're not real keen on it. Like, they just let us safety walk. They've let two back-to-back safeties walk right around that threshold.